I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and joining me this week on More to the Story from the Spartanburg Herald Journal is city reporter and award-winning journalist and columnist Alyssa Mulliger. Alyssa's latest article on downtown Spartanburg was talking about the ebb and flow effect, business openings and closings, as she talked with business owners, members of City Hall, and developers. Alyssa, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, what exactly are we talking about when we say the ebb and flow effect?
In downtown Spartanburg, activity is the highest, really, it's been in decades. Since 2013, almost 80 businesses have opened downtown, and that includes retail, office users, and certainly restaurants. I mean, more than 20 establishments planning to open. So there's a lot of activity going on in the core of downtown Spartanburg. Some of these are new construction. A new hotel opened not too long ago. We've got new apartments being built, plans for new offices. But we've also seen some new uses of long vacant buildings or spaces. Those are coming back online as mixed use developments. So you've got the combination of residential and either office tenants, retail, restaurants. And then there's also a couple new concepts. For example, one was a vacant space, not a building, kind of like this vacant space in between two buildings along Main Street, kind of just sitting there, an empty lot. And a group of partners came in and turned it into an outdoor social spot, beer garden, local brews, and you can go there, just hang out with friends or watch a game, something like that. So it was really a different kind of use. All different kinds of things were seen downtown Spartanburg. And I think one of the other major points that I've gotten from the folks I have spoken with about this ebb and flow is some of it is really business expansion. Some of these homegrown local entrepreneurs, businesses are leaving spaces they've outgrown. And while it is kind of leaving a space vacant because of that, they're moving to a larger downtown space, staying in downtown. They're just expanding their business and growing.
Well, what you're talking about certainly all sounds very positive for downtown Spartanburg. We do know that there are those businesses that do suffer. Not everyone is able to be as successful as another business. What would be some of the negatives, perhaps, when you say look at the numbers of the past 5 years, businesses that have opened against those that have closed?
Right. And I think developers and real estate brokers, city officials don't deny that there are businesses leaving. That's not unique to downtown Spartanburg. We see that across downtown everywhere, you know, whether large or small. And you're right, some businesses just don't make it. Some of the factors that are at play in downtown Spartanburg are lease rate and building costs. Obviously, with the growth, those costs have risen. One broker I spoke with said he's been working in downtown Spartanburg 30 plus years, and the same buildings that were selling for, you know, X amount 10 years ago are now selling for twice that amount. So costs are rising, and rightfully so. It's only appropriate that as demand increases, property owners are trying to take advantage of that. But then you also have lease rates can be a bit higher for some of these business owners, small business owners especially, who might just be starting out. But I think as a whole, property owners are trying to work with businesses on that. I don't get a sense that it's very cutthroat. So despite that challenge, I think there are some ways people are trying to address that and overcome that. One of the biggest factors, though, is competition.
Yes, I'm glad you brought up competition, especially when we think about the kind of businesses and how many when it's restaurants versus, say, retail stores.
Downtown Spartanburg, for example, has a lot of restaurants, a lot of unique restaurants, which is good. So anyone coming in looking to start a restaurant really needs to look around and maybe see what else is being successful, maybe where there's a gap. We've had, in particular, a few Mexican restaurants open downtown in the past few years. So it might not be the best idea to open another one quite yet, not as much of a demand for something like that. So I think it comes down to obviously knowing your market. That could go for retail as well. Obviously, you don't want three of the same thing on the same corner. It can be competitive. Do things that set you apart, I think, and just kind of adapt to those changes. Maybe one more factor is what one developer told me he refers to as functionally obsolete buildings. So essentially, buildings that really aren't conducive to a whole lot of kinds of businesses. Maybe they're really old buildings. They're just too big for some of the tenants interested in moving downtown or opening a shop up. And I think maybe one of the ways building owners are trying to address that is to outfit these spaces as though they could accommodate several tenants. I think they're being open-minded for things like that. But those are some of the main challenges, I think, and factors at play with some of the businesses that either leave or have trouble staying afloat or haven't just maybe made the leap into downtown yet.
Alyssa Mulliger about the latest in downtown Spartanburg. Thought I would let you tell our audience, what have the discussions been like when you've talked about the downtown, what members of city council are saying, what these business owners are saying, and developers?
Well, the city, as well as the Spartanburg Chamber, the folks I spoke with, believe that this ebb and flow happening in downtown Spartanburg right now is actually healthy. It's kind of normal, I would say, to see things progressing, things moving in and out. And where the concern would be is if there was a lack of that demand for spaces or for restaurants, retail. And downtown Spartanburg isn't seeing that lack of demand. The city and the chamber want to do everything they can to, I think, support businesses, see them successful, see them last long term, become downtown staples. But as a whole, there's not a huge concern right now with the way the activity is going. Real estate brokers, developers I spoke with, some of them have a similar opinion. One developer in particular mentioned to me that although two of his retail spaces were recently vacated, one business owner decided to kind of retire, you know, take a break. The other actually moved to a larger space downtown. So there's that expansion I mentioned before. But his two spaces, it was a matter of weeks before he had new leases signed for new tenants. Both happened to be new restaurant tenants. And so he's obviously seeing that demand.
Alyssa Mulliger of the Spartanburg Herald Journal, can't thank you enough for being with us. We are completely out of time. Our discussion on downtown Spartanburg, also available as a podcast, are more to the stories at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.